Good morning, a Tuesday morning with us is Mike Goodwin. He is the city editor for the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Dave. Good morning.
This morning, we're heading up to Petersburg, New York, where it has to do with the cleanup and closure of a local landfill contaminated with PFOA. We hear about PFAS chemicals, and we have a contamination problem here.
Yeah, there are a number of communities out in the eastern part of Rensselaer County that have really been roiled by PFOAs in their drinking water. The Petersburg Town Board met Monday night and failed to pass a consent order for the cleanup and permanent closure of a contaminated landfill. For some reason, the state allowed it to sit idle for two decades until high levels of PFOA and other man-made compounds were discovered there in 2016. The tabling of the consent order could have consequences for neighboring Berlin, the town that shares a landfill with Petersburg. Under the proposal that the board took no action on last night, the two communities have until February 28th, not even 2 weeks away, to approve the order with the State Department of Environmental Conservation. In Petersburg, the agreement was part of a larger arrangement that would have resulted in two payments from companies that have been blamed for the contamination. $200,000 would have come from the industrial waste management firm Covanta, and $250,000 would have come from Taconic Plastics. The town's attorney pushed for the passage, but the board members were split, and on Monday night blocked an effort to discuss the matter in executive session or behind closed doors. The landfill was capped years ago, but no system was ever built to trap chemicals from leaking out of the bottom. PFOAs and other chemicals have seeped into the groundwater in the area.
Well, a homeowner in Milton, this is another story in the paper today, is fighting the town over Airbnb rules. Explain.
Saratoga County is a popular destination for vacationers and tourists, and a lot of people like to rent their homes in the summertime to those type of vacationers. And Kimberly Amodio is vowing to maybe take legal action against the town of Milton over sort of last-minute rules for short-term rentals that were passed late last year by the outgoing town board. Under those rules, she and others who rent their houses would have to pay a $250 registration fee and allow for town code enforcement inspectors into her home to make sure that it's suitable for rental. She'd face big fines, I think up to $1,000 if she does not comply. She says that it's onerous and unfair, and much of the rest of the county has avoided regulating renters who use Airbnb and other websites for short-term rentals. Critics say that leaves almost no regulation or inspection of places that people might stay. And the hotel industry certainly hasn't enjoyed the increased competition from individuals. So it sounds like the current board is not in favor of this rule. So it might be a short-term situation in Milton.
We've been speaking with Mike Goodwin, the city editor for the Albany Times Union. You can read more at timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Great, Dave. Thanks. See you later, man.